Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, February 16, 2025.
Taiwan's semiconductor industry and global dynamics. Did you know that the chips in your smartphone are at the center of a global power struggle? On February 15, 2025, Wu Chengwen, the head of Taiwan's National Science and Technology Council, spoke about the crucial semiconductor industry. Taiwan has become a top player in this field, largely thanks to the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, the world's largest contract chipmaker. Wu responded to former U.S. President Donald Trump's criticisms about the U.S. losing its edge in semiconductor manufacturing. He highlighted Taiwan's commitment to being a reliable partner in the global supply chain. Wu emphasized the need for cooperation among countries, noting Japan's expertise in chemicals and the U.S.'s strength in innovative design. As Taiwan navigates ongoing political tensions with China, its semiconductor industry will continue to shape global technology and international relations.
Erdogan condemns Gaza displacement. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has condemned the shocking cruelty faced by the people of Gaza, calling it completely unacceptable. After his visits to Malaysia, Indonesia, and Pakistan, he criticized the United States for its major mistakes in the Middle East. Erdogan emphasized the need to understand the history and experiences of the region's people, warning that ignoring Palestinian suffering won't benefit Washington. He urged U.S. President Donald Trump to keep his promises and pursue peace instead of conflict, insisting that the will of the Palestinian people must be respected. Erdogan reaffirmed Turkey's strong support for Palestinian rights on the global stage, advocating for a fair solution that honors international law and human rights. The ongoing humanitarian emergency in Gaza underscores the urgent need for a peaceful resolution, and Erdogan's bold stance could reshape Turkey's relationships with the U.S. and other nations, impacting international aid efforts and public opinion on this critical issue.
Leadership changes at NARA amid Trump administration. Major changes are happening at the U.S. National Archives, or NARA, as President Trump has fired Colleen Shogan from her position as archivist. This shakeup is significant for an agency that plays a vital role in preserving government documents and ensuring transparency. Trump's decision comes after ongoing criticism of NARA for notifying the Justice Department about his handling of classified documents in early 2022, which raised serious national security concerns. These leadership changes could alter how documents are preserved and accessed, potentially undermining public trust in government. The current political situation remains tense, with investigations into classified materials still ongoing. This shift at NARA could affect how government records are managed and how the public perceives accountability.
Trump's pressure on Justice Department sparks resignations. On February 15, 2025, turmoil erupted within the U.S. Justice Department as President Donald Trump pressured federal prosecutors, leading to the resignation of Danielle Sassoon. A rising star in conservative legal circles, Sassoon stepped down rather than drop a corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The Justice Department claimed the upcoming November election was a reason for this directive, suggesting that prosecuting Adams could interfere with his immigration enforcement efforts, a key priority for Trump. Sassoon's departure highlighted the growing conflict between traditional conservative values and Trump's push for control over the federal government. Legal experts, including Ilya Salman from George Mason University, voiced concerns about the impact on the rule of law. The resignations of Sassoon and at least five other Justice Department employees echoed the historical Saturday Night Massacre of 1973, when officials resigned in protest against President Richard Nixon. This situation raises critical questions about the independence of the Justice Department and its effect on public trust in the legal system as the fallout from the Adams case continues.
Federal judge upholds ESG investing rule. A federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, has upheld a rule that allows employee retirement plans to invest responsibly, considering environmental, social, and corporate governance factors, known as ESG. This decision, made on February 15, 2025, supports a regulation from the Biden administration, replacing a 2020 rule from the Trump presidency that banned non-financial considerations in investments. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek ruled that the ESG rule is valid, despite challenges from 26 Republican-led states and the oil company Liberty Energy, who argued it violated the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA. They claimed that including non-financial factors could threaten the retirement savings of millions. However, Judge Kaczmarek dismissed these concerns, stating the rule aligns with the new legal framework set by the Supreme Court. This ruling could significantly influence how retirement funds are managed in the U.S., potentially encouraging more ethical investing practices.
Sheinbaum opposes U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is taking a strong stand against new tariffs proposed by U.S. President Donald Trump on steel and aluminum imports. In a recent press conference in Mexico City, she highlighted that Mexico exports more steel and aluminum to the U.S. than it imports, giving Mexico a trade advantage. She described the proposed 25% tariffs as unnecessary and damaging to trade relations between the two countries. Sheinbaum announced that a meeting will soon occur between U.S. Commerce Secretary-designate Howard Lutnick and Mexican Economy Minister Marcelo Ebrard to discuss these tariffs. While tariffs are intended to protect local industries, they can lead to higher prices for consumers and provoke responses from other countries. The trade relationship between the United States and Mexico is vital for both economies, and any disruption could have significant effects. As discussions continue, the economic impact on both nations will be closely monitored.
U.S. proposal for Ukraine's rare earth minerals. The United States has suggested gaining 50% control of Ukraine's rare earth minerals amid the ongoing conflict that began with Russia's invasion in February 2022. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent presented this idea to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, aiming to help Ukraine pay back the U.S. for its significant military and financial support, which has reached billions of dollars since the war started. These minerals are vital for technology, making them strategically important. While Bessent indicated that the proposal aligns with U.S. goals, President Zelensky declined to sign, emphasizing the need for further review. He stressed the importance of examining the proposal thoroughly before attending the Munich Security Conference, where he met with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Former President Donald Trump has expressed interest in securing $500 billion worth of these minerals, suggesting that access would enhance U.S. security. Zelensky has long supported exchanging critical resources for ongoing U.S. assistance, part of his victory plan. However, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth clarified that U.S. troops would not be sent to Ukraine as part of any security guarantees, although discussions about troop deployment remain open if Russia does not negotiate fairly. This proposed ownership of rare earth minerals highlights the complex relationship between the U.S. and Ukraine, with significant implications for both nations and the global political landscape.
Tragic incident in Munich. A heart-wrenching tragedy unfolded in Munich, Germany, on February 13, 2025, when a car intentionally drove into a crowd at a labor protest. This horrific event left dozens injured, including a mother and her two-year-old daughter, who sadly passed away 2 days later. Authorities reported that 8 people suffered critical injuries, underscoring the severity of the situation. The accused, a 24-year-old Afghan national, faces 36 counts of attempted murder, along with charges of serious injury and reckless driving. While officials are treating this as an act of radicalism, they emphasize there's no evidence linking him to any extremist groups. This incident raises urgent questions about community safety and the treatment of asylum seekers in Germany. As discussions about immigration policies intensify, what steps will be taken to protect public gatherings in the future? The loss of innocent lives serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing challenges we face in ensuring safety in our urban areas.
Munich Security Conference 2025. Key takeaways. The Munich Security Conference, held in Munich, Germany, on February 14 and 15, 2025, tackled the pressing security threats facing Europe today. Global leaders gathered to discuss critical issues, particularly the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which has raised alarm since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. French President Emmanuel Macron stressed the need for Europe to strengthen its defense and reduce reliance on the United States, declaring that this is Europe's moment to act. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his readiness to engage in direct talks with Russia, contingent on reaching an agreement with the U.S. and Europe to end the conflict. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz voiced concerns about a dictated peace, insisting that any resolution must respect Ukraine's independence. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen warned that a failed Ukraine would weaken both Europe and the U.S. The conference also highlighted the importance of diverse viewpoints, with over 30% of speakers representing Global South nations, reflecting a world where many countries play significant roles in shaping international relations. These discussions are set to influence defense spending and the geopolitical landscape in the years ahead.
OpenAI rejects Musk's $97.4 billion offer. In a bold move, OpenAI has turned down Elon Musk's staggering $97.4 billion purchase offer. The nonprofit organization, based in San Francisco, decided that Musk's bid wasn't in its best interest. OpenAI's attorney, William Savitt, informed Musk's lawyer, Mark Tobroff, of his decision. Chairman Brett Taylor emphasized that OpenAI is not for sale and is committed to ensuring that advanced AI benefits everyone. Musk, who co-founded OpenAI in 2015 and left in 2018, framed his offer as a way to steer the organization back to its open-source roots. Recently, Musk's legal team initiated action against OpenAI, challenging its shift from nonprofit to for-profit status. Meanwhile, SoftBank is nearing a $40 billion investment in OpenAI, which is currently valued at around $260 billion. This situation highlights the ongoing conflict between Musk's vision for AI and OpenAI's dedication to its nonprofit mission. What does this mean for the future of technology?
Trump's executive order to boost fossil fuel production. On February 14, 2025, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to create the National Energy Dominance Council. This council aims to supercharge fossil fuel production and exports in the United States, focusing on increasing domestic oil and gas output for international markets. Doug Burgum, the Secretary of the Interior, will lead this initiative, which opens up about 635 million acres of offshore federal waters for drilling. This marks a significant shift in U.S. energy policy, reversing previous restrictions. Council's goal is to simplify regulations and attract investment in fossil fuels, reflecting ongoing debates about balancing economic growth with environmental protection. While this could lead to job creation and lower energy prices, it also raises concerns about potential effects on the environment, including risks to marine ecosystems and climate change. The establishment of this council could reshape the U.S. approach to energy independence and influence both domestic and international energy dynamics.
Argentina's cryptocurrency controversy. Argentina's President Javier Milei is facing impeachment after promoting a little-known cryptocurrency called Dólar Libre. On February 15, 2025, in Buenos Aires, he recommended Dólar Libre on social media, causing its price to skyrocket to nearly $5. But just hours later, it nosedived below $1, raising serious concerns about its legitimacy and the risk of a scam known as a rug pull. Opposition lawmakers, including Leandro Santoro, argue that Milei's reckless actions have embarrassed Argentina internationally and are calling for an impeachment trial. Known for his libertarian views, Milei's endorsement reflects a growing trend in Argentina, where many are turning to digital currencies amid financial uncertainty and rising prices. The rapid rise and fall of Dólar Libre highlight the risks in the cryptocurrency market. As this situation unfolds, the future of Milei's presidency and Argentina's economic policies remains uncertain.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.